This is Biz Radio host Joanna Patrice Haggerty. I am the founder of JPH Creative Biz and soon to launch Art Hero, a workforce development organization. My mission is to support and galvanize artists and creative entrepreneurs because art heals and connects. I believe that by activating creativity, we synthesize change. Come connect with me on Instagram at JPH Creative Biz. This is the Joanna Patrice Haggerty Show, where I invite the most innovative entrepreneurs, artists, and creative business owners to share their experiences, practices, practical tips, and inspiration. Today, I am doing my first ever solo show to bring you a bit more of my own story. I have to say, over the last year, I have been so thankful to have so many amazing guests, ranging in such variety of creative topics that it feels really important for me that today, December 31st, the day after my 37th birthday, that I take a moment to flex my muscles, get my own story out, and talk to you all a little bit more about me. First off, this is not super easy for me, so everybody who is listening, thank you very much for letting me muddle through. I'm much better at interviewing others, so... I will say, though, that organically over this process over the last year, I have found this flow and this rhythm, and I've always ended up asking almost every creative, every professional who's come, where they started, what their early life looked like as an individual, and how did they find their creative footing? So I thought, why not unpack that story a little bit here today? So, you know, people don't believe this. I've often had people say, no, of course you aren't, but I am a very big introvert. I really find a lot of footing, spending time alone and time by myself. And while I do love having amazing community and connections, I just get overwhelmed. So as a kid, I was always terrified of people, never would talk to the grocery store person. You know, my mom would always say I was shy away, and she was so good at making sure I wasn't labeled as shy or scared or afraid. And it was so valuable in this long-term growing process for me. The other thing that was really fascinating for me is, you know, being a white woman, I grew up in a predominantly black neighborhood in downtown Raleigh. And at my school, I was actually a white minority as well. And so I experienced a lot of dichotomy really early on in my life. I mean, even before I was 10, I was well aware of things like addiction, poverty, racism, and even murder. And so my experience as an introvert, a highly sensitive person, and a minority in a world full of diversity was really overwhelming for me. So the best thing that I had was my elementary school. It was literally the most amazing experience that I could ever have had. And being in an area that was more impoverished, we had the most amazing principal, and she got every school grant she could, every federal funding opportunity that came down the pike. And for me, I had such a rich creative experience in elementary school. We had computer rooms, which, I mean, I'm, you know, 37, as I said, grew up in the generation of just getting computers, just getting those first cell phones. And so being able to be in first and second grade in a computer room was really different in that time. And the other thing, we also had a photography darkroom, which still blows my mind to say that I was under 10 being able to go into a darkroom with really dangerous chemicals now that I understand that process better and be able to experience art blew my mind. And as this introverted, slightly anxious child who didn't really know where she fit in the world, I found this home in art. And I remember performing Shakespeare when I was in kindergarten. And again, looking back in my older years, I didn't even understand what we were saying or what we were communicating, but I got on stages in front of people where someone at the grocery store would say hi, I couldn't even respond. I could put on a costume and get on stage and perform and dance and sing and act, and it was safe. And so that really has grounded my whole existence in being a creative and working in the creative world. And in finding a little safe space for kind of my mental health to exist too. And so it's really been really valuable for me. I will say one of my most favorite performances in elementary school was being Violet Beauregard in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And she's the one who blows up like a blueberry. And I got to walk through the aisle, smacking some gum, interacting with the audience, just with this full-on sassy personality that I had never even thought about putting on, you know, being quiet, being introverted, being shy in my room most of the time. This is such a character I had never played, and it just felt really wonderful to explore all these other sides of life that I wasn't sure how to explore. And I will just never forget that performance. I wish it was the age of cell phones back then, because I would love to see myself in that. And, you know, like most people, we all have highs and lows in our life and our experiences. And so for me, elementary school was honestly one of the most beautiful experiences I'd ever had. And then middle school came, which is tough for everybody, but I experienced my parents getting divorced, me being diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder, me being diagnosed pre-ulcer due to so much anxiety and the family that I was experiencing and trying to find my footing in the world. And at that moment, with everything going on around me, I just kind of stopped engaging in art. And that, I think, was such another pivotal moment when I kind of got into my career, realizing that when I set art down, my mental health immediately got worse. So middle school, like I said, for most everybody is some of the most rough time, but I really had a more difficult time because I didn't have any creative outlets. And so when I went to high school, I don't know if I fully understood this or if I just intrinsically jumped in, but I got back into art and I was in a little bit of theater and a little bit of music. And then I did color guard, which is marching band for any of you who don't know. And, you know, while it is considered in white culture primarily, sort of a little bit of a nerdy thing, having grown up amongst the Black community, marching band and color guard, that is some of the most high regarded art, right? The set performances, these getting out there and bringing music and dance and art to the forefront. So while it was a little interesting, kind of as my parents divorced, I moved more into white neighborhoods. I was actually moving into really rich white neighborhoods. So there was just this constant dichotomy in my life. And while I was confused again about where I fit in, I will say that theater and music and color guard and those arts won't brought me back. I mean, I still have a few friends from that time period now who have gone on to be photographers on Broadway and who are amazing musicians. I had someone who actually performed as Elphaba in Wicked on Broadway that I knew from these times. And so finding this footing, finding creativity again, really just brought me back to home. So then, you know, after high school, I went to college for psychology and human development because I thought that I wanted to help and change the world and do counseling. And in that process, I was in school for this really high level educational information and then living with creatives. And we're building stages in our backyard and throwing mini festivals. And that group I was able to record with when we moved up 3 years later. And they have gone on now to perform on festival stages with Thunder Mountain String Band and just some of the biggest bluegrass performers we have in this country as of right now. And so I've just always kept a pulse on the arts, even if I think I was always too afraid to really dive in full-fledged. And so all of that has led me to the point that after college, after going into an internship in New Zealand, exploring the world a little, I knew I wanted to move up to Asheville. My dad's from here. The mountains have always called me. And so I started this tete-a-tete between mental health work and arts work. And I worked at festivals and volunteered in that world and performed with my college friends, like I said, and then found myself working at the local arts council. So everything emerged. And what I realized later was that that's what's called workforce development. When I was helping artists find jobs, learn business skills, grow their career, get into the places that they had financial success and freedom. And so as I had taken arts to heal myself and then arts to heal those in the mental health world when I was working and then arts to help artists achieve their success, I just found this footing. And so I've been able to call myself an economic development specialist because of the work I've done through this time. I've produced events. I've produced workforce programming, I've produced educational models for business, and I have just really been able to take all of that and put it under one roof where arts economy isn't a thing often, right? We have people in their basements creating pottery, people in their studios creating art, and it's not often codified all collectively. And so what I have found is through healing myself through art and healing others with art and providing successful outcomes for those creatives, I really am excited to grow my business, to grow my career, and to grow into what I see as an artist retreat space, what I see as a full model for how we can change institutions and how artists are being taught, how we can change areas of economic depression and bring art and bring technology and bring business to the forefront. And I just am so humbly thankful that my experience has led me to this place. And I'm also really humbly thankful that I've been able to unpack that a little bit today. There's so much more to my story. There's so many more experiences about what it meant to be a creative and how hard that was for me. There was a moment where I was in a studio performing and sort of had a lot of limiting beliefs on myself, had a lot of people in the production room speaking negatively about me. And I've had to overcome limiting belief after limiting belief to realize that the arts are one of the largest generating economic industries we have. And so all of the time that society has said, oh, how cute, you're an artist, when are you going to find a real job? Or, oh, arts aren't really anything other than just that fun afternoon activity when you're done working. I'm excited and ready to combat that. And the thing that's really amazing is that next week, we're going to bring on my new business partner. As an introvert, as a solopreneur, I have never expected I'd be in that world, but I am. And I'm excited to bring her on and talk to you about how we've been able to expand and become an entire workforce development firm to be able to support any creative, any entrepreneur at any stage of the business. Because I really do believe that the arts heal, connect, and galvanize. And so I'm really just thrilled to be able to continue this show. I want to give a huge shout out and thank you to my producer, Matt McCann, a huge shout out to Biz Radio, and everybody who stands collectively together to talk about our local economy, how we bring different industries together, and how we as Asheville and Western North Carolina are and can continue to be the leaders in arts, in economic evolution, and in growth as a community. So I'm just really thankful to have been here and to be able to discuss this with you guys today. And I think that I would love to invite you to go find me on Instagram, as you guys know, JPH Creative Biz, or go check out some of my websites. Right now, we're in the process of evolving, so the best place you can go to find me is going to be arthero.biz. We were also launching Biz Hero, which is going to have a whole lot of local programming and options for my Western North Carolina entrepreneurs. But I just want to say once again, for everyone who has listened, for everyone who has joined and participated, and for everyone who's out there doing the work, being a creative, overcoming your limiting beliefs, learning accounting when you're terrified of doing it, you know, stepping up on that stage when you're not sure if anybody's going to receive it. Just, I want you to know we see you, we're here for you, and we would love for you to keep on going. So as always, this is the Joanna Patrice Haggerty Show, where we share tips and tools of our community's most innovative entrepreneurs, artists, and creative business owners. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please connect by visiting bizradioasheville.com or on Instagram at jphcreativebiz. I would love to hear your show suggestions or any questions that you may have. And as always, stay creative.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.